I was enjoying Steve Bertrand's show, Wendy.
We could just simulcast it.
All right.
All right, Bill. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Welcome to the stream, our stream of consciousness here on WGN.
Steve Bertrand tried to infiltrate our stream of consciousness, but you disallowed that.
I'm so accustomed to listening to him.
Yep.
I forgot we had to do work.
Yeah.
We did do work, and we've served our time. We've both had little babies that grew up to be, your girls are 20.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is almost 18 and 14. But I'll tell you, that first time when the baby first arrives, I can't speak for you, but I didn't have a lot of motherly instincts because I never babysat.
Sure.
I never did anything involving babies. I was more excited if someone had a new puppy rather than a new baby. And I'm sure you never babysat.
I babysat a bunch, but for kids that were, you know, 5 and 6 and 7. But
so the
not,
fun stuff, you just played with
babies
them.
Babies that were just born moments ago, no.
All right, well, we have a dadtrepreneur on the line with us. Did I say that right? It's Chris Pegula. Hi, Chris, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. We spoke about this before you got on the air with us. You are the creator of Diaper Dude, and it's America's most high-profile line of hip gear for cool dads. And I'll tell you, in 2002, when my second son was born, I felt bad that my husband was carrying around a baby-looking diaper bag, so I went and bought one of your messenger bags, and it served us well.
Awesome. Right on.
So, first of all,
functional and fashionable.
It really, I showed
both.
You a picture.
Yeah,
of
they
it.
Look great. Yeah.
They're really cool. And that's, you know, guys don't want to walk around with a floral or baby looking diaper bag. So, congrats on the Diaper Dude bags. You can go to diaperdude.com. Is that where we find you?
Yep, yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Great place.
You wrote a book, From Dude to Dad, when you are about ready to have a baby. And the new book is Diaper Dude, The Ultimate Dad's Guide to Surviving the First 2 Years. Here's my question to you, and I think this is a common thing. I know when my husband was around when the kids were born, and Bill, when your kids were born, our dads didn't do a lot of hands-on stuff.
No.
This was a new breed of dad, and that's definitely changed, hasn't it?
Absolutely, and that's, I think, an exciting thing. If you, you know, look today if on a weekend or even during the week when you go out and witness dads pushing their children or at the park with them and no mom to be seen, that's a pretty cool transition that's happening. I think the stereotype for men is changing drastically today. And much of the credit goes to women because, you know, not only are they able to handle childbirth and be amazing moms, but they're also going back to the workplace, you know, and a lot of dads that happen to stay at home given the recession that happened in 2008, you know, and finding this new interaction with their children, being able to take part from the very beginning is really cool. So I think it's fascinating and really exciting.
You know what, though, Chris, is when my daughters were really little, whenever I would take them anywhere without my wife, I got a lot of sympathy from people who thought she either died or we had split up. That was an everyday occurrence.
Really?
People, yeah, they'd come by and they'd go, oh. A lot of people felt sorry for us.
Yeah, and I think that's changing, though. And I think that, like, you know, there's still that. I think that the term people would use today for that is called dad shaming.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, you're the babysitter or what happened or how did you get, you know, stuck with the kids? But, you know, I think we have to look at the past, and it's kind of like history did show that, you know, since, like, you starting the segment saying that a lot of dads weren't involved as they were. Although, I have to admit, my dad, I'm the fifth of 6 children, and even though my dad was a successful entrepreneur, businessman, he always made time, and I always felt like he was there and involved with us and didn't sacrifice raising the family with my mom in order to run his business. You know, he was able to handle both, but perhaps it was because his dad passed away when he was 16 and he had no other choice but to go out and to raise his family and younger siblings. So it's kind of like I guess you do what you have to do, but today it's an exciting, like I said, change in the role of men and the stereotype that's going along with it.
But it is, the key word is change. And if there are people listening now who are expecting their first child or they've just had it, by the way, this would make a great Father's Day book, Diaper Dude. So moms get this for your husbands. But I remember my first son, Michael, he cried all the time. He didn't sleep very well. And I'll never forget my husband just walking around with Michael going, this is the living room. This is the dining room. And just giving him a tour of the house. And neither neither of us really knew how to take care of a baby. I had this thing when Michael was born, our first kid. I said, his mom volunteered to come and stay with us. And I said, no, it's a bonding moment. I just want the three of us.
Yeah.
And boy, did I regret that decision, because it is quite a change in your life.
It is, and I think that, you know, as much as you prepare and as much as you try to learn and read about, there's nothing like experience. And I think that that's just, you know, there's going to be a lot of failures that occur, but from failures come experience and learning. So it is challenging for both, you know, moms and dads. I think the one thing that what my first book addresses was the connection that men lack in the pregnancy experience, because obviously babies being born and going through mom's transitions, and you feel like you don't have a role necessarily until the baby shows up. But there are ways to connect, I think, ahead of time during that pregnancy. But again, once the baby is there, it's just sort of the act of getting involved and not being afraid to make mistakes, because nobody's perfect.
Oh, you're going to make a ton of mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes you'll learn from them.
Exactly.
Chris, are you a believer? This was a little bit of a debate when my daughters were being born. There are certain people who say, you know, what you want to do is, even though the babies are there in your wife's stomach, you should always be talking to her stomach so the babies can hear and get used to the sound of your voice. And then other people go, oh, that's ridiculous. That's not going to pay off. What do you think? Is that real or not real?
Oh, my God, completely real.
Yeah.
At least I felt from my experience. In fact, when my wife was pregnant and I did speak to her stomach at first, I felt like a fool. But then after doing it a few times, literally I could see my son move in her belly to my
wow.
side of the belly. And it was freaky, like an alien. But it's awesome, you
yeah.
know? And I think that actually translates to when the kids are actually born and you think, oh, they don't understand what's going on. They pick up energy, you know? They can tell the energy in the home. So it's really important, I think, for parents to be aware of that as they're going through their trials, the struggles, or whatever, of raising their children, to be able to keep their calm and cool and, you know, keep that energy positive
well,
when you're around your...
I'll tell you what happened to us is, after my daughters were born, my wife said, no more of this talking to my stomach. You did that for 9 months, and you got to stop that now.
Well, I think she was on to something.
Maybe.
There.
All right.
Are you still trying to talk to it?
Yeah, every once in a while, I'll come home from work and tell a story to her stomach, and it doesn't go over well.
I'm trying to think of the book. It was the Dr. Seuss, Oh, the Places You'll Go,
yeah.
is what we
right.
read to our kids. And then, of course, the What to Expect When You're Expecting. That was where Jim got involved in the pregnancy, because after, I think it was day by day or week by week, every week on Sunday, he'd be the one reading it to me. So he kind of participated
wow.
in
Did
that.
Did you see who endorsed Chris's book? It'd be Heidi Murkoff, the author of What
yeah.
to Expect When You're Expecting, gave
Perfect.
You some pretty high praise there.
Yeah, I was really honored that she enjoyed it and really thought that it was a nice compliment. So
that's what it is, though. Your book is like a guy's version of What to Expect When You're Expecting, isn't it?
Well, it is, and you know, I think the thing is, my approach to my books was more from the emotional perspective of how guys can try to continue to keep their identity, how to adjust emotionally so that you're not freaking out. Because there's, you know, What to Expect When You're Expecting really addresses all the medical and scary things. And even though we do touch on, you know, tips and ideas and comments about medical stuff, it's mostly more of the guide for dads to emotionally connect and with your partner and your child.
It does change when all of a sudden a third person is brought into your relationship, and sometimes I believe in time out, and I don't believe in time out. Can that create a wedge between parents?
Oh, my God, completely. I think that...
Wait till they're teenagers, because we're in that wedge right now.
Well, I think that's going to be my next book. I have my kids are now 17, 15, and 12.
Oh,
I'm earning all the gray hairs in both my beard.
Hurry up and write that for me, will you?
I know, seriously. But I think that there is definitely the challenge of not going against each other as parents, because the stress that a third child or a third person brings to the relationship is really overwhelming. And I think that if you can be a source of support for one another and to really be on the same page, that's going to be tremendous. You can be on the opposite page outside of the room or outside of the house. you know, their partner. But I think, you know, it, having that energy being really positive is again, important.
And something we try to do and we're not very successful with it is a lot of times when you have teenagers and you go to figure out some consequences, a lot of times you just blurt it out and you have to try and get in the habit of going, honey, can I talk to you for a minute in the other room? And then you come in as a united front. That is helpful. We're still working on that.
Oh, I think that, again, I'm the same way. And in fact, if you don't follow through with those consequences, then forget it. Your kids are just not going to take you seriously. So it's definitely a challenge. I got to get this book going soon.
You should.
What's the best advice anyone ever gave you, Chris, in terms of child rearing? What seems to make the most sense?
Wow, that's a very interesting question. I think that before having kids, when everyone would say get as much rest as possible,
yeah,
I never took it as seriously until you actually experience it. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, like, the most rest you can have makes you a better parent and a better person. So taking that time, even throughout your parenting, to just be calm and not reactive, because when you are reactive in the moment, it definitely can bite you in the butt. And so you really want to be, you know, as calm and cool as you can be.
Yeah.
Chris Pagula on the line with us. I almost said a bad word on the air. He has written Diaper Dude, The Ultimate Dad's Guide to Surviving the First 2 Years. There is a video that has gone viral, and we're going to post it on our Facebook page, Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder. And Chris, you may have seen it. If not, please take a look at it. It's a dad, a cool-looking dad with his cool-looking new baby, and they're doing like a selfie video, and the dad goes, "What's up?" And the baby tries to recreate it. And I'm telling you, there is nothing more magical to the ears of anyone than a baby that is just completely cracking up. Mm-hmm. It is the funniest thing.
I remember seeing that. It is the sweetest thing. It makes me want to have a child again.
For a minute.
Exactly.
But that is just an example of how they really do try and recreate everything we do. So, again, I'm not great at it, but, you know, realize that they pick up everything. They're like little sponges.
Completely. Sponges is the perfect word to use for that and to describe it.
How do your kids feel about the fact that they have been used as subject matter for a book? Are they good with that or not good with that?
Oh, I have to say, so my oldest recently came over to me and he's like, "Dad, I Google searched my name and I found that I'm in your book."
Yeah.
So I started to read it and it's actually pretty good. And I'm like, all right.
He's surprised by that.
That's the biggest compliment you could get from a teenager.
Yeah.
I know, seriously. But not all of them are that excited about it. In fact, I just had a book launch at a local bookstore here in L.A., and a cousin of mine went over to my youngest, and he's like, "So your dad doesn't mention you much in the book. You better get on him for the next book." Does that show how much he loves you? And meanwhile, I was like, no, it's that my third is going to kill me if I mention too much about him in the book.
So funny.
I have one final question, and again, this is something that I mean may not be great at, but a lot of times when we as a family have children, the mom's priorities go completely towards the child and the husband feels left out. Does that happen?
Oh, my God. I remember that completely when we had our first child. And I felt like, wait a minute, where do I stand? How come I'm not as important? But I think for men to understand that ahead of time and to know that that's a normal reaction and it's not that you're being neglected. It's just, you know, it's hard, that connection I think that moms have and having carried that child for 9 months. I think that it's a discussion to have with your partner ahead of time to relate your feelings and get the validation that you are just as important. But time flies by so quickly, as I'm both sure you know, with your children being so old that, you know, you look back on that and it's a moment in time. So I think it's just important for guys to feel as validated as much as women do as well.
And don't you think with a husband that contributes to the diaper changing? I think my husband probably changed more diapers than I did. He got so good at it. Bill, you said you could do 2 girls at once.
I was able to do that.
But the more the guy helps, I think the less isolation will happen, because then the mom is like, "Oh, great job, thank you," and then we have more time to spend on you, the husband.
Absolutely. Tag teaming is what it's all about, really, that partnership. And but, you know, you just reminded me of another funny viral video of a dad who's doing a diaper change, and he's gagging, like, repeatedly over trying to change the diaper, and it looks hysterical because he's this big, like, you know, macho type of guy.
Yeah.
And he can't handle changing a diaper. It's pretty humorous.
You do get used to that.
You do, yeah, you kind of do. Wow. Congrats.
I didn't hold my breath for a long time.
Chris, congrats on the book. It's a good one. It's Diaper
Thank
Dude.
You.
Chris Pakula is his name. It's available wherever better books are sold. And some awful books, too. They have them sometimes. Get this one. It's a good one.
And your website, again, is diaperdude.com. If you're looking, honestly, for a good Father's Day gift, this is a great idea. And really, I highly recommend the diaper/messenger bags that Diaper Dude puts together. Good work.
Thank you guys so much.
Take care, Chris.
All righty, you
too. Have a good week. All right, we'll take a quick break. We've got some news and then more show. It's us. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, it is news time right now, and the soon-to-be recipient of the WGN Walk of Fame title.
What? Yeah, what? Judy, you're in.
Did you clean off your plaque yet?
Someone cleaned it off.
Yeah.
She made someone do it.
That's yeah, right. I mean.
Some bird relieved itself on
it.
Her. Yeah. I'm just glad they spelled your name right.
Yeah, that's all.
Did you
nice.
Check that right away?
You mean Judy?
Yeah.
Yes, with a Y, not an I.
Believe me, I have enough baby pictures with J-U-D-I-E.
Oh, do you? Yeah?
Who wrote it like that?
My mother.
She spelled your name. Your mom spelled your name wrong.
From day one. One day old picture.
Well, I don't think, you know, although she is Judy Pylak, I don't think you come out of the womb and say, this is how I want my name spelled.
Right. But that's if she's the one who named you, you would think she would
right.
get the spelling
Right, and she named
correctly.
Me on my birth certificate J-U-D-Y.
Oh. Well, she was only
but
off by two
letters. But
then
she changed it?
Yeah.
Yes.
That happened.
That's okay. I have to laugh because I saw my in-laws. I love them to death. Honestly, I couldn't have handpicked better in-laws. And it's funny because when Michael was born, we asked what he wanted to be called. Is it Grandpa? Do you want Papa? Because we kind of liked Papa. And he goes, I like Papa. And so for years, it's been Papa. And then like a couple years ago, he signed a birthday card, Grandpa.
Oh.
I'm like, who's that?
Oh.
You can't just
that
change something.
That is so funny. You know what my dad is called?
What?
His name. Lee.
Papa Pie? Lee.
My kids have never called
they just
him
call
Grandpa.
Him Lee.
And he has threatened them if they did that he would, you know, cut him off.
But don't you kind of get that? Because there's a
no.
mindset... I understand that.
It's not vain. He just didn't.
No, it is. In his case, he looks really, really young. And when I was growing up, if we were on vacation, we couldn't call him dad, like on the beach and
what
stuff.
What did you call
Lee?
Him?
My parents were divorced. Let me just start out with that. Yeah, we had to call him Stan at that time.
His name's not even Stan, is it?
Stanley.
Oh.
So, yeah, people call him Lee or Stan. But it would be, I'd be like, dad.
And he wouldn't answer you?
Ignore me.
Because he
like,
didn't
hey,
want
Stan.
Potential possible women
That's right.
to know that he had
The women
children.
Walking by that he would say, how do you do?
How do you do?
No. It's a little bit different
I
than
don't.
That.
My sister does not like to be called Aunt Betsy. I mean, like, she signs cards to the boys, just Betsy, and yet they call her Auntie Betsy, but she doesn't
Why doesn't
like the
she
time.
Like it, though?
I don't know. She just because it's cooler, I think.
None of my nieces or nephews call me Uncle Bill. It's always just
because of family affair.
Yeah. Brian Keith, if he comes over, they call him Uncle Bill, but me, it's just regular.
You don't Bill. Seem like an uncle. I'm sorry.
That's either a slam
it's,
or a
it's
compliment.
It's a compliment.
Right.
You just don't
Thank you.
Seem. You just seem like that's
I don't
Bill.
Seem uncle-y.
No, you're
no.
just you're just Bill.
Right. So they all, even like from their youngest ages, just decided the uncle was too much.
That's
just go
weird.
With Bill.
I'm
going
to call
not
you.
Only, not only am I not, I'm not aunt. I'm usually auntie.
Auntie.
Yeah, that
auntie
my kids
Judy.
Still say that
yeah.
too.
That's, I just thought that was a Polish thing on that side, but
no,
everyone
that's
calls
just
me
a.
That. Yeah.
Usually when kids are real little, they'll go with auntie over aunt.
And then it's hard to just change because you're so used to saying, you know, I'm going to call you Lee.
Yeah, that's fine. Or Stan.
That is the funniest thing
but
in the world.
But not Stanley.
No.
That is so bizarre to me.
Did it ever pay off? Did he ever meet a woman who thought?
No, and you know what? It didn't really bother me, but it bothers me. I just told him recently, I go, yeah, it kind of bothers me now. My kids are all older. It's no big deal. Now is when they should be calling them, I guess.
Yeah.
But I may, you know, my kids call everyone Mr. and Mrs. That was just always the
right
the way. And now it's funny. Some of their friends who call me Judy, they might call their parents by their first name. But generally, my kids always say Mr. and Mrs.
I still
even when
say
referring
that.
To some, right. So it's just foreign to me that they're calling him Lee.
But that's not even his name. It's half
no.
of it. It's like
no,
going,
it is.
Half
he
my
uses,
friends
no,
call me
Stan
when.
Lee is from Stanley. That's the derivative, Stanley from Lee.
But Lee could come from several different sources. Stan is always short for Stanley. But Lee could, your name could just be Lee.
Oh, I guess. You know?
That's like some of my nieces call me Wen and the other part call me D. That's what it's like. It's crazy.
Oh,
that Pilek family's crazy.
Jude, when my brother and I were little, when we would get a birthday card or a Christmas card from my grandfather, he wouldn't just put our first names. He would also put our last names on there. Like I'd get a birthday card and it would say, Dear Bill Left. And then it would Happy 5th birthday. And he didn't have any other grandkids named Bill, but he just thought,
wanted to make sure.
Let's keep the last names intact so we know what's what.
My dad has signed every card, maybe even to me, now I think about it, S. Pilek.
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
What's with that? Why wouldn't it be a little more personalized?
I don't know.
It's just crazy.
It is, right?
It's weird now when I say it out loud, but I was like, well, I don't know. S. Pilek, I always know who it is. Stan, not Lee.
That's so funny. I'm going to put that into your Walk of Fame nomination.
Wait, well, you'll meet him at the Walk of Fame.
Oh, no. What should I call him?
Do not call him Grandpa, whatever you do.
I'm going to call him Grandpa.
I'll probably introduce him as Lee.
I'm going to call him S. Pilek.
Judy, thanks.
Absolutely.
Speaking of names, I don't know if you saw this on MSN. But they have outed several of our favorite celebrities in terms of, you know, it's a big thing in Hollywood and show business to use a fake name. So over at MSN, they have uncovered many celebrities' real names. Can I run these past you? And my bet is, even though you're very good at celebrity-related things, I don't think you'll get half of these. And Judy, you can help.
All right.
All right? But my
I'm bad at this.
My guess is you will get less than half of these. And these are all people that you will certainly, I don't think there's a name on here that will surprise you in terms of who the celebrity is.
Oh, this is
but
fun.
But their names, I think, will shock you. We'll start out with two that are very, this is a practice round. These are two that are very, very obvious. Milena Kunis.
Mila Kunis.
Yeah, that one's too easy. Benjamin Geza Affleck Bolt.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah. Now they're not easy anymore.
You're not good at this.
Listen. S. Pilek.
S. Pilek is the father of radio legend Judy Pilek.
That kills me. I'm sorry.
Pontius Pilek. Call that in biblical times. All right. Who is... Now, I'm keeping track because, again, my bet is that you will not get half of these.
All right. And did you know most of them?
I knew all but three or four.
You're pretty good at this stuff.
You
love celebrities.
I don't know why. Yeah, I guess I do. Who is John Rogers Stevens? John Rogers Stevens. Who would that be? He's very popular.
Mr. Rogers?
Nope, it's not Fred Rogers.
I have no idea. Parker Stevenson.
No, it's not Parker Stevenson. It is John Legend. His real name is John Rogers Stevens.
John Stevens is a great name. Why'd he change it?
Yeah.
Probably too basic.
Because he's a legend.
And because he is a legend. Yep.
He has three names. Three first names for name.
Well, the Roger is plural.
Oh. Okay.
Rogers. So, who is Eric Marlin Bishop?
Is this, could it be a musician? I was going to say Elvin Bishop.
He is both a musician and an actor, and a comedian, and a haberdasher.
And Joey Bishop.
A sweet shop. No, it is not Joey Bishop. Judy, you want to help out with this one?
I have no idea.
Eric Marlin Bishop is better known as Jamie Foxx.
Really?
Yep.
How did you know these?
Well, I didn't. I did know that, but I didn't write this. But yeah.
He spends a lot of time on celebrity sites.
On celebrity name websites. Yeah, I am. Okay. Who is Ella Maria Lonnie Yelich O'Connor?
Lonnie Anderson.
Ooh. Nope. That's my usual reaction.
Sinead O'Connor.
Nope. But she is a performer. She is a singer. Well, she is Irish.
What's her name again?
Real name is Ella Maria Lonnie Yelich O'Connor.
I don't know.
Ella
Fitzgerald.
It is not Ella Fitzgerald. It is Lord. The singer Lord.
Oh, I would have changed my name to Lord also.
Yep. She did. She took you up on it. I will give you a clue on this one because I don't know if you'd get it without it. Although once I tell you who it is, you'll go, you didn't have to give me a clue. I knew who that was. Mark Sinclair Vincent. Who is Mark Sinclair Vincent?
Vincent Sinclair?
No, there is no celebrity named Vincent Sinclair as Pyla? Jay Pyla?
I know this.
Vincent Price?
It is not Vincent Price. Mark Sinclair Vincent is
Mark
better
Harmon?
Known as. Not, nope, not Mark Harmon. Not either of the Mark
Harmon. Marky
Harmons. Mark. Nope. Vin Diesel.
Oh, boy. Where was the clue?
I'm sorry. Was an actor,
he went to Vin
went.
Diesel from what?
Yeah, from Mark Sinclair Vincent.
Well, Vin.
Vin, right.
Diesel?
Yeah,
because of what he drives. He's got a
deeper gas. I fits him perfectly, actually. That's why
does.
I can't believe
yep.
it's made up.
Yep. All right, so far, you guys are 0 for 4. I don't think you'll get this one, although this is an easy. Well, I guess it's only easy if you know it. Netta Lee Hirschlag. Who is Netta Lee Hirschlag? She is an Academy Award-winning actress.
Oh, it's something with Lee.
Helen Mirren.
Nope, it's not Helen Mirren.
Netta.
I have a cousin named Netta. I love that
name. It is Wendy's cousin. Wendy's cousin, Netta.
I love that name.
How do you spell that? N-E-T-T-A?
N-E-T-A-L-E, and the Lee is short for Stanley.
Lena Horne, who just passed away, by the way.
That's
Horne.
A good guess.
I'm Lena Horne.
I think it was like 5 years ago she died.
That damn Facebook.
Did you just send flowers
to
Lena Horne's family?
You know how it, like,
sorry to hear about the loss of your friend.
I hate when that death stuff happens, when it happened a long time ago and somebody reposts it.
Oh.
I thought I wasn't feeling good. I have wool in my ears.
That's what did her in. The cause of death was wool in her ears.
Is she an actress?
Netta Lee Hirschlag.
Oh, now it's Netta, not Netta.
Netta Lee Hirschlag.
It's Netta.
Is an Academy Award winning actress.
Rita Moreno.
It is not Rita Moreno.
Oh, it's that woman who just won from,
Oh, come on, Jude.
I know. I don't, that's my problem. I don't really, can't come up with a star's name off the top of my head. Okay, go ahead.
Natalie Portman.
No.
Really?
Natalie Portman. Yep. True.
Natalie, yeah.
Yep.
Natalie.
So was it Netta?
Natalie.
Hmm.
Natalie. I don't think you guys will get this one. He is a rapper, and his name is Christopher Brian Bridges, but we know him better as?
Chance the Rapper.
Nope. His real name is Chance the Rapper.
Thus his middle name?
Yeah.
Chance T. Rapper?
Yeah.
One more time?
His dad is Bozo the Clown. Christopher Brian Bridges, but he is a very famous rapper. This, by the way, was one of the three
CBB.
I missed.
CBB, he's OPP.
mm-hmm.
Usher.
Nope.
Common.
Nope.
Period. Colon.
No.
Common.
Okay, I don't know any more rappers.
He'd be the rapper that Mike Tyson is most likely to introduce.
Oh, God. I love your sense of humor, and I have to decipher it right now.
This is ludicrous.
Oh, yeah.
He's Ludacris. Now, for
some
reason,
that's a much better name.
In my head, because Ludacris' first name is Chris. Christopher Brian Bridges. So there's the Chris. Yeah. Yep. This is a very famous singer, and her real name is Katie Hudson.
Katy Perry?
Yep. Hey, we got one.
Woo, woo.
1 in 6.
You would have gotten that one.
Very nice.
Eyes just quicker.
Who is Stefani Joanne Angela Germanotta?
Gwen that is Stefani. No, it's Lady Gaga.
Yep. Wow, look at now the streak is beginning. Who is Louis Zakelli?
Louis C, whatever that guy's name is.
Louis C.K.
You are now 3 in a row.
Good job. You get credit for that.
You guys, that's a team effort.
Yeah. What's his name?
We're not Louis competing Zakelli. Against each other, right? We're just playing.
Wow. His name is Hungarian. It's spelled S-Z-E. K-E-L-Y. Who is Elizabeth Woolridge Grant? This one's a little more obscure. She's a popular performer, but it's slightly more obscure.
Beyonce.
No, it's not Beyonce. Judy, Elizabeth Woolridge Grant.
How about a Liz?
Very, very upper crust sounding name. I will give you this
Queen
clue.
Latifah.
She will be very sad if you don't get it.
Not Liza Minnelli.
I will give you this clue. She will be very sad if you do get it.
She'll just be sad. Who's very sad? And she's a performer?
Yes.
She's very sad.
I would say the saddest of all performers.
she's sad or she's just a sad performer?
Her music tends to be very, very sad. Morrissey told her to cheer up.
I was going
to
guess Morrissey.
Morrissey
but
one time said, could you just please smile once?
Alanis Morissette.
Nope. Way sadder. Elizabeth Woolridge Grant.
I don't know sad musicians for $40, Alec.
Lana Del Rey.
Oh, God, I should have known.
Did you know
that,
Kevin? Kevin gets a point on that one.
Just from your clues, Bill.
Yep.
It's not sad, it's a sedative.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
She's just always very melancholy.
Yeah, I don't
always,
know her.
Always, 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 always. Who is Edward Thomas Hardy?
Thomas Hardy?
Yes. That's it.
Tom Hardy is.
Yes. That's very good.
Right, that thank one God I have Judy.
That one shouldn't even be in there. I think you'll get this one. Because this when we found out that this person's name was really this, everybody went, wait, really? But that was a while ago. Demetria Jean Guinness. Who is Demetria Jean Guinness?
What's her name?
Demi Moore.
Yes.
Oh.
Well played, Wendy. Very impressive.
Jean
Marilyn Rayburn?
Monroe.
Did you think it was Jean Rayburn?
Jean? Norma Jean.
Norma Jean. Yep. All right. So now you are, you've gotten five of them and missed seven, but keep in mind, you missed the first six. So you guys are on an incredible streak. This is too easy.
We need an easy one.
I know, right?
Do you want an easy one?
Yeah.
All right. Who is Raphael Bottom Phoenix?
River Phoenix.
Yeah.
Phoenix.
They named him Bottom?
Bottom?
Yeah. That's his middle name is Bottom.
He's like, I'm rising to the top of this river.
Blanket Jackson's making fun of him. At least my name's not Bottom. You are 6-7. You guys are one game below 500. You're like the Cubs. Who is Corinne Elaine Johnson?
How's Corinne?
C-A-R-Y-N.
Karen.
What?
I think this might be Karen because remember on Soap there was one of the characters.
C-O-R-I-N-N-E.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Karen right. Who?
Karen Elaine Johnson. I will give you a clue. She is an Academy Award winner.
Oh, how about McLean? What's her name? First name.
McLean Stevenson?
Shirley McLean?
It is not Shirley McLean.
Helen Mirren.
It is not Helen Mirren, but you have guessed Helen Mirren for everybody but Ludacris.
No, her name was Orpah.
Wait, so she's an Academy Award winner. And what is the name?
Karen or Corinne, I'm not sure. Elaine
Karen.
Johnson.
Elaine. It's got to be some Elaine Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Johnson?
Yeah.
Oh, Scarlett Johansson.
It's not Scarlett Johansson.
Damn it, that's a good guess.
Thank you.
She has
we
never
should get
won
half,
an Academy Award.
Half a point.
I can't give you half a point for that.
Not that many. You know, we could probably count the women who've won
right.
recently. Come on.
Is it Olivia de Havilland?
Yes.
Nope.
Damn it. I hate you.
You fell for my Olivia de Havilland trap.
This wouldn't be the first time.
I was up all night devising that.
Is it Sally Fields?
No, it's not Sally Field.
How about, what's her name who wins all the time?
It's not Meryl Streep.
No, not Meryl Streep. Okay.
Nope.
Because it's Elaine or someone.
I don't know who is
I
it?
Will give you this second clue. She currently has a television show.
Oh, it's Veep. What's her name?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
She never won an award.
That wouldn't be a made-up name.
Didn't she just win? Oh, yeah, she didn't win.
They're going to take away your Hall of Fame. They're going to just swipe it out from under you.
I had her, because Elaine, from Seinfeld was...
Correct answer here would be Whoopi Goldberg.
Really?
Yeah, her real name's not Whoopi.
I thought it was.
Nope.
Goldberg?
Yeah. None of that's real. You have six, you've lost
eight.
Why
don't you keep Johnson?
It was too late.
Whoopi Johnson?
Whoopi Johnson sounds ridiculous. Whoopi Goldberg sounds right.
Because we're used to it.
Right. Who is Robin Fenty? Robin Fenty. Robin is spelled R-O-B-Y-N.
Sean Penn's... old wife.
Nope.
I don't mean old, ex-former.
No,
Robin Wright.
The guy who does the rich and famous.
No, it's not.
Robin Leach?
It's not Robin Leach.
Robin Givens.
Robin Fenty is better known as Rihanna.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
You guys are 6-9, but we're almost out of time, so you have to hurry to beat the 50-yard line. Who is Onika Tanya Mirage. Onika Tanya Mirage. She is a singer, if that helps.
Onika.
I don't know any of these people.
It's Mirage. Oh, it's what's her name?
Nicki Minaj.
Yes!
Her name was Mirage. She changed Mirage to Minaj. You guys are 6 and 10.
Who is some people we care about?
Ronald Walken.
Oh, Walken. What's his name?
Christopher Walken? Christopher Walken.
Wouldn't that be a little easy?
Yeah.
It is Christopher Walken.
I almost fell for the Olivia de Havilland again.
Who is Nicholas Coppola?
That is
Cage.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep, knew that.
And do you know where he got the name Nicholas Cage from?
Yes.
From where?
A comic.
Yep. Nick Cage is a Marvel comic that he was a reader of and just named himself after that.
Why didn't you change your name?
To Iceman.
Quisp.
To Quisp.
I would like to call you that.
Well, please do.
It fits you.
I would love to have that name,
Uncle
Quisp.
Quisp.
Yeah, that would be excellent. I'd get some respect from
Quisp,
my nieces and nephews.
Coco Quispy.
Who is Alicia Foster?
Alicia Keys?
No.
Jodie Foster.
Alicia Rashad.
It is Jodie Foster.
It is? What's her name?
Mm-hmm. Alicia Foster.
I'm now just going with one or the other name.
You guys are 9 and 10. You are so close.
Yes, we can do it, Wendy.
Who is Maurice Joseph Micklewhite? Maurice Joseph Micklewhite. Who would that really be?
That is
Macklemore.
Macklemore is a good one, but it's not Macklemore. Macklemore is actually on here, but I didn't do it because I didn't know if anyone, neither of you would know
his real name is Mac L. Period Moore.
Mac L. Moore.
Micklewhite.
Yes. Maurice Joseph Micklewhite. Almost sounds like a butler, doesn't he? A British butler.
Is it a British butler?
Yes.
Sebastian Cabot.
No, it is not Sebastian Cabot. Oh, I wish it was, though.
Oh, my goodness.
That would have been,
who would ever
that would
change
have been a great
name?
Finish.
Maurice.
Morris Day and the Time.
It is not Morris Day.
Without the Time.
It is not him together or separately, no.
Maurice.
I'm going to have to put the card on this. No, I gave you the clue. It sounds like a British butler.
Sir Alec Guinness.
No, it is not Sir Alec Guinness. It is Michael Caine. The correct answer is Michael Caine.
That's is that really?
Yeah, that's his real name.
Huh.
Yep. All right, we have time for one more. I've got about
a couple more.
I got a couple more. Macklemore. Amanda Lee Rogers.
It's Amanda. Who?
Amanda's not part of it.
No.
Nope.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
I will say this: not only is she famous, she is married to somebody very famous.
Amanda Lee Rogers.
Yep.
How about Rogers, the last name? Come on, Wendy. I don't know these.
Ginger Rogers.
It is not Ginger Rogers, who was married to somebody very famous. So I will give you 1/8 of a point. You get 0.125%.
There's a younger Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
Who
could that be?
I don't
know. I think she, and I think she, is she still married to someone famous?
She is currently married to somebody famous.
I feel like she was married to Tom Cruise. Who was that?
Mimi Rogers.
It is not Mimi Rogers. Wow. That was well played, but incorrect.
We'd be a good team.
Mm-hmm. Here's another clue.
You look at me and I look at you and I'm like...
The marriage she is in is a same-sex marriage.
Ellen DeGeneres.
It is Ellen DeGeneres'
wife. Portia de Rossi.
Oh. Portia de Rossi. I will give you credit
on
that.
I thought that was her new name.
Nope.
I mean, I thought that was her real name.
Nope.
One more.
Who is Krishna Pandit Banji?
Nora Jones.
Nope. Jude, who is Krishna Pandit Banji? I will give you a clue. This person has, in the last 10 years, been knighted.
Paul McCartney.
It is not
Paul McCartney. That was exactly my
first
one.
He hung out with Hare Krishna.
So you think Paul McCartney was born Krishna Pandit Banji?
He's just
that crazy. Sounds like the whole cast of Johnny Quest, by the way.
He's been knighted, Sir Alec Guinness.
It is not Sir Alec Guinness.
Ellen Mirren?
No.
Olivia de Havilland?
It is not Olivia de Havilland. No, thank you for making
Mick Jagger?
No, it is not Mick Jagger.
Ron Wood. Sounds like something.
It's a musician.
It is?
Nope.
Right?
Female?
It's a guy. It's Krishna Pandit-Banji. That's the most male-sounding name of all time. You give up? Also an Academy Award winner, if that helps.
Is it that young Indian kid?
Nope.
The movie?
Nope.
Who is it?
Oh, I know.
Who?
Judy knows.
See, I can't think of it. He was in that Holocaust movie. He's always bald. He's a little man.
Oh, Ben Kingsley.
It is Ben Kingsley.
Good job.
See, what a team! What a team effort.
That was. But you gave enough information for Wendy to tip it in.
Yeah. Good job.
11 right, 11 wrong.
Oh, we got to do a tiebreaker.
You want to do a tiebreaker?
Yeah, we're going to go over.
All right. Who is Margaret Mary Emily Ann Hira?
Olivia de Havilland. I wish it would have been. It would have been a nice
little
end. I wish
it would have been, too. I really do wish it would have been.
Irish.
Here's your tiebreaker. Margaret Mary Emily Ann Hira. I will give you this clue.
It's your...
For nearly a decade, she was America's sweetheart. For nearly a decade. But she's not anymore.
Christy Brinkley.
It is not Christy Brinkley.
Shirley Temple.
Nope.
America's sweetheart.
Yep.
With some of that, those old.
Not back in vintage days.
Now.
No, not now, but.
You get terrible
within
clues.
The last,
America's sweetheart.
Yeah, within the last 25 years, she was.
June America's, Cleaver.
No, it is not Barbara Billingsley. Wendy,
yeah,
that's a great guess.
Marianne from Gilligan's Island.
Nope, not Dawn Wells.
Say the name again.
Margaret Mary Emily Ann Hira. H-Y-R-A. Former soap opera actress.
Susan Lucci.
Nope. Nope.
I was just going to belt out Erica.
She has never made a movie with Krishna Pandit-Banji, if that helps.
Soap opera.
It doesn't.
America's Sweetheart.
Yeah. Because she was in a series of romantic comedies, which got her that title.
Meg Ryan.
Yep. Yep. Judy seems displeased.
I hate her. I hate Meg Ryan.
You can't hate Meg Ryan.
I hate Meg Ryan.
You can't hate Meg Ryan.
She hates you, too.
She's coming to your ceremony next
hateful.
Thursday.
Oh.
What a sad note to end on.
What's wrong with Spylac?
That was going to be a surprise,
that.
Judy.
I was going to actually say that, and I thought, you know what? That's going to be a inappropriate.
If Judy's dad shows up with Meg Ryan on his arm, I think that would be a fitting finish.
I was going to say she calls S. Pilak dad. I don't know why, but I just decided not to do it, but Judy took her own dad down.
Don't be shocked when that happens, Judy, because Wendy and I are working behind the scenes to make that happen.
Oh,
Meg Ryan and your dad.
I wouldn't even recognize Meg Ryan.
Spooling pasta
together.
She's changed a lot.
Yeah, because she had horrible plastic surgery.
She admits to that.
Yes. Well, of course she admits to it. I feel bad for her, but...
Why does everybody who's had, like, so much plastic surgery look like a human cat?
I mean, they do. So much
I know,
plastic
but
surgery.
You'd think that they'd have perfected it by now, where you don't just look like a cat.
I feel like the first time something goes wrong, horribly wrong, and then they try to recover and keep doing
maybe.
It. And
but you know what's weird is? My cat had plastic surgery and looks like Meg Ryan. How did that happen?
Quick break and then we'll wrap up. Thank you, Jude. We appreciate it.
You've probably heard that Ace Rewards members get special treatment at Ace Hardware. But did you know they get instant savings, too?
Really?
Sign up for free. Ace Rewards members get instant savings at checkout.
What a rewarding moment.
Get a bag of Miracle-Gro potting mix with moisture control for just $9.99 after $3 instant savings with your Ace Rewards card.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Must be an Ace Rewards member to receive instant savings. Offer valid through May 31st. See participating stores for details.
You know, sometimes it's really hard to walk away when a relationship isn't working. You've invested so much energy and time to make it a success, but you know you're being used. You know you're not appreciated. I wonder why we put up with it, letting our banks treat us like that. We give them our money, we give them our trust, and they ignore us. They overcharge us, and then they act like they're doing us a favor. That's why I switched to First American Bank. For over 40 years, they've offered customers attractive checking and CD products and loans at great rates. They have resources and the expertise of larger banks, but they're not so big they forget who they work for, me. With 49 branches and hundreds of ATMs in the Chicagoland area, they're convenient, in the neighborhood, and best of all, they're owned and managed here. And they're in it for the long haul. Seriously, they actually care about me.
First American, the bank that does more for your money. Visit firstambank.com. Call 847-952-3700. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
All right, that's all she wrote. I don't know who she is, but she wrote it.
Hey, Wendy, guess who's getting 4 minutes of overtime? Want to go boat shopping with me?
Sure.
All right. All right, that's it for today's show. We want to thank everybody who made the show possible.
Kevin.
Kevin mostly. Well, Kevin, yeah. It would all be Kevin.
It is really Kevin.
It is 100% Kevin. Tomorrow will be the Wednesday version of our show. We hope you'll join us for that. Lots of surprises.
Really?
Yes.
Even a surprise to you?
To all of us. We'll all be surprised. I'm surprised every day, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I'm shocked every day.
I am.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate it. See you tomorrow. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.